From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Valentine's Day is tomorrow, and there's a good chance some people will spend the evening on a date. Dates, of course, can run from romantic to cringeworthy, but they make great stories. So at our recent News and Brews community pop-up, we asked for your best or worst dates. This is what we heard.
My name is John Tice. My worst date was back in the Marine Corps. I took this girl on a date and we were driving to a restaurant, and on the way there, the car in front of me stopped and we had a rear-end collision. The whole date ended, and that's my worst experience.
My name is Tim Ryan. I live in the Oak Mountain community. The best is the heart-shaped meatloaf I made for my wife, I think before we were married. I don't know if it was desperation or imagination or if one kind of feeds on the other. I haven't replicated it, but that was my best.
Hey, I'm Camille Smith from Birmingham, and my worst date was in college. I went with a guy and I got carded because I was under 21, and so he sent me home, and then he went back out afterwards and met another girl.
Hi, my name's Emily Solomon. I'm from Maryland. And my worst date ever was probably when I went on a date with this guy. I mean, it was like fine, like he was nice. But then one of my exes actually found out that I went on a date, and it was like kind of a recent breakup, and he showed up and dragged me out of the establishment. And I blocked him on everything and never spoke to him again.
My name is Judy Collins. I live in Hoover. Back in 1984, I was attending business school. A man that I knew from another place that we had in common had invited me to lunch to discuss a business issue he was having at work for a business that he owned. I ended up working for him, solving his problem. 6 years later, we were married, and 35 years we've been married today.
I'm Jessica Smith, and I'm from Birmingham, and I would say my best date and my worst date, maybe kind of a combination. This was the first one that came to mind. In college, I went on a blind date, and I had never shot a gun before, and the guy picked me up with guns in his back seat and took me to do the skeet shooting things out in the middle of the country, and I was texting my friends, like, if I don't come home, you need to come find me, because I was so nervous. It was a fun time, though. It was a fun time.
My name is Shannon Young from Birmingham, Alabama, and my worst and best date were actually on the same date. So I was on a blind date that was the worst date, but my now husband was our waiter. It was a blind date, so it was not going to work. And then whenever my husband came to the table, I was like, oh, this fella's way more interesting. Much rather hang out with him. So it worked out. He left a note on my car. And the rest is history.
Those were people at our recent News and Brews community pop-up talking about their best or worst dates. This audio postcard was produced by WBHM's Noel Ananin.